You're listening to classical music here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I'm Matt Jackford, your host for this afternoon. Today we have a very special guest with us, Dr. John Moyer, the director of choirs and voice at Bluefield College in Bluefield, Virginia. Dr. Moyer, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Matt, and please call me John.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for coming on. John has an upcoming performance with his ensemble, the Bluefield College Variations Chamber Singers, at the Concerts at St. John series at St. John's Episcopal Church in Charleston this Sunday, February 3rd at 4 p.m. John, why don't you first tell us about Bluefield College in general? That's Bluefield, Virginia, right? Not Bluefield, West Virginia.
Right. But you have to understand the state line literally is down the hill from the college. We are a Baptist-affiliated college, but we're fairly ecumenical in our faculty and in our students. And I came to the college about 2.5 years ago, and I've been rebuilding the choir ever since. So while we live in West Virginia, the college is right on the border of Virginia.
Great, great. So you're just right in that same area. So tell us about the Bluefield College Variation Chamber Singers. What exactly do you all do?
Well, as many people know, a chamber singer group is usually somewhere between 12 and 24 singers. Ours are approximately 16. We are rebuilding the program after my predecessor, Bryant Moxley, left about 7 years ago. And we've already done a couple of concerts with orchestra. We had a former alumni, Dr. Timothy Sharp, who's the executive vice president of the American Choral Directors Association, come. And we did the Fauré Requiem and the Mozart Laudate Dominum with my colleague, Dr. Alexa Schlimmer, a couple of years ago with orchestra. And this year we're going to be doing a couple of pieces that are related to our upcoming tour of Europe.
Oh, nice.
With orchestral, well, with instrumental forces, shall we say.
Right, right. Okay. And how many people are in your group generally?
Right now, 16.
Right. And yeah. Can that vary from time to time?
It can, but you always have to have a nice balance between the sections, sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses. And part of what we're doing in this upcoming concert on Sunday, February 3rd, is to let people in the Charleston area know that the college is there and that we have a phenomenal faculty. And it's a good place for aspiring singers to come, because we've got people like myself and Dr. Schlimmer who have taught in many bigger institutions, but the small, cozy nature of our department and the college itself appeals to a lot of people.
Right, right. Can you tell me a little bit maybe about the audition process? Is it an intensive audition process, and how can people audition? Can anybody just
sign up? Yeah, we have two groups on campus. One of them is the Variations. That's the audition choir, largely comprised of students who are music majors. But we have one girl who's from Sao Paulo, Brazil, for example, who's biology pre-med. We've had psychology majors, history majors, so it doesn't necessarily matter. But, of course, musical ability is the key for any of small ensembles. We also have what's called Masterworks Chorale, which is a town and gown choir. So the students who are not necessarily music majors, who don't want to have that intensive 3-hour-a-week rehearsal period, come once a week for about 2 hours, and that group, along with townspeople, puts on two concerts a year. And they join with the Variations Chamber Singers for the winter and spring concerts. And some of the pieces, they sing by themselves. Some variations sing by themselves. Some are even smaller group, our Donna Voce, our women's ensemble, sing. So there's a lot of variety within that paradigm.
Right. Sounds like you all are building up a great institution there. And so you briefly snuck it in there earlier, but you all, the Variations Chamber Singers, that is, have a tour of Europe coming up here soon. So when and where will you all be going?
Well, actually, it's not just the Chamber Singers. It's also members of the Masterworks Chorale. So we're calling ourselves, when the two groups combine, Bluefield College Choirs.
Gotcha.
And we're going over to Salzburg to sing in a Salzburg Choral Festival, July the 2nd through the 11th, under the auspices of Music Celebrations International. And after we do the works that we're preparing for the Salzburg program, we're going to be then going on our own to other places along the way towards Vienna, and then we'll end up in Budapest.
Oh, wow.
In Hungary.
Wow, Budapest is a beautiful city.
Yeah, it's one of those cities I've always wanted to go to, but the last time I was in that part of the world, it was still a communist country.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So it's going to be very different than that time. And you're also going to Vienna, which is a wonderful place rich with history, the old and the new all sort of intermingle there.
Vienna is one of my favorite cities. There are so many musical people, greats, that lived there and are buried there. And that's the reason why we decided to choose this venue. My goal is to have about once every 4 years program where we would do a local tour, a regional tour, a U.S. tour someplace, and then some sort of international tour.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the first step in that, establishing that four-year program.
Right. Okay. And that'll be coming up in July here of this year.
July of 2019. And there are still places available. If people want to go on a summer vacation and go along with us, we certainly have places on the bus and on the tour and in the plane. So just need to contact the college for that.
That would be a fun ride to join in on. And so what sorts of different venues are you playing at in this tour?
We will be visiting Melk Abbey, a functioning abbey. We will be singing in and sightseeing, of course. We will go and be the typical American tourist and go on the Sound of Music tour in Salzburg. But we're going to be singing in the cathedral under the Kapellmeister Janos Schifra. And we're going to be doing a Mozart Mass with a combined other choirs that are on part of this tour. So we're going to sing a Mass that Mozart wrote for the cathedral when he was the Kapellmeister there, and we're going to be working with the Kapellmeister of the Salzburger Dome when we're there.
Great. It sounds like an amazing tour. Let's take a listen to the Bluefield College Variations Chamber Singers, if we can. There's a CD out here. It's called I Will Rise.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, what selection would you like to listen to?
Well, how about, just to start off, the Be Thou My Vision.
Okay. Well, let's take a listen to that. This is a piece called Be Thou My Vision, and it's composed by Joseph Kevin Ford. Again, the Variations Chamber Singers of Bluefield College singing.
Wait.
beautiful performance there of Be Thou My Vision, an arrangement by Joseph Kevin Ford. And that was performed by the Bluefield College Variations Chamber Singers. And I'm talking to their director, Dr. John Moyer, right now. So this is a CD from several years ago.
Yes.
Is this what the group sounds like now?
Not at all. My background, I sang in the San Diego Opera Chorus for 15 years. I recorded with Roger Wagner. My wife has performed with Robert Shaw. And so we came to Bluefield with the understanding that the model of singing that I and she grew up with in Minnesota, that St. Olaf choral sound, as well as a more freer, more, if you will, classically operatic kind of sound, could be applied to choral forces. So ever since I've arrived, the comment that's already been made to me, and people stop me on the street in Bluefield and say, how do you get so few singers to make so much sound? And it's because I let them sing. I'm a vocal pedagogue who then became a choral director rather than the other way around.
Gotcha. Right. That's very, very interesting. So you just give them more freedom to be able to be as full as they want, you know.
And I teach them vocal pedagogy while we sing. I mean, a choral singer wants to sing as best as they possibly can, but so many times they don't get the chance to learn how.
Right, right, right. Great. So you all will be having this upcoming concert at the Concerts at St. John series. That's here this Sunday, February 3rd at 4 p.m. And the admission is free, but there are donations requested. What can you tell me about this upcoming performance? What will you all be singing?
Well, there's a number of pieces that we will be doing that are related to this upcoming tour. So Variations, as I said, has been working ever since September to go out for what we call our regional tour. We're going to be going up to Lexington and down to Roanoke and around the local area here. So we're going further afield now by coming into West Virginia. And we're very thankful that St. John's Episcopal Church is willing to let us be a add-on to their concert series.
Yeah.
But we're going to be doing a number of pieces that are kind of unusual. Typical spirituals like Every Time I Feel the Spirit and Psalm 150 by Hernani Aguiar, who is a contemporary Brazilian composer. As I said, we have a student from Brazil. We've had students in the school from all over the United States. People think that we're a very small, almost isolated regional college, but we've had students from Brazil, Finland, Germany, and China on the campus regularly. And we have our local students who come from Princeton and Bluefield, and as well as Beckley and places further afield. So we're going to be singing Lux Aurumque, for example, is one of the pieces that we'll
do. Eric Whitaker?
By Eric Whitaker, which is, this is a big step forward for both the adult Masterworks folks as well as for the Variations. So if you can imagine 16 people doing Lux Aurumque, I mean, there's a group in London called The 16 that Harry Christophers directs. I kind of feel a little bit tentative in saying that, but my students do a very good job on pieces like that.
Yeah.
So we're doing pieces that are familiar, pieces that are somewhat unusual, because my goal is to not only make a program that's enjoyable for an audience, but to increase and expand the musical awareness of the students while they're music majors there at the college.
Right, and that's your vocal pedagogy coming out, right?
Well, that and a performing career of 20-some years, yes.
Yes, correct. All right. St. John's, I mean, that performing space is a wonderful sanctuary. It's got some rich reverb. Have you performed there before? Have you been there yet? Have you checked it out?
No, as we were driving in, I went, look, there's the church right there.
So, okay.
And that's, we won't have a chance to experience it for real until Sunday afternoon when we drive up.
Right. So will you all be able to do a little bit of rehearsal beforehand?
We'll have a little bit of rehearsal, and we have to make sure we know where everybody's going to stand,
mm-hmm.
and practice some of the repertoire so that we know how long do we do the cutoffs for, how long do we hold the chords, those kinds of things.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So you'll have to sort of adjust to the room because it's such a rich sound.
Well, and also the reason why we're doing this is because we will be in churches and cathedrals in Europe, and the students as well as the adults have to get used to these larger reverberant acoustic spaces, because
right.
that's what makes the music the music.
Right. So it's a good warm up here for your upcoming tour of Europe. Well, this concert is part of the Concerts at St. John series at St. John's Episcopal Church in Charleston, and that's this Sunday, February 3rd at 4 p.m. Come check out the Bluefield College Variations Chamber Singers with Dr. John Moyer conducting. John, thank you so much for coming on with us and talking about your program and this upcoming concert.
Thank you so much for having me, Matt.